happen. The main news on Unza Radio.
HS orders full digitalization of services. Schoolgirl dies after indigestion poison. In international news, 12 killed in Thailand and Cambodia military clashes. In sports news, Grant drafts Risky Banda into Chan squad. My name is Samantha Chitwanga. In local news, President Hakainde Hichilema has directed the Ministry of Technology and Science to ensure that all government services are digitalized in a bid to enhance the fight against corruption in the public sector. President Hakainde Hichilema says that digitalizing public services will significantly reduce human interest interactions, thereby minimizing opportunities for corruption. He observes that more services being digitalized, the reduction in corruption estimated at 15% in the public sector, according to the 2024 10th Money Laundering and Terrorism Financing Trends Report in the Financial Intelligence Center, FIC, could be even greater. Speaking during a digital sector roundtable held at State House, which included regulatory bodies such as the Zambia Information and Communications Technology Authority, ZICTA, President Hakainde Hichilema says corruption deprives government to critically revenue and must be firmly addressed. President Hakainde Hichilema further tasked the ministry to ensure that all schools and health facilities are connected to the internet to enhance service delivery. He explained that connectivity will support innovations such as telemedicine, enabling specialist doctors in Lusaka to perform complex procedures remotely. Speaking at the same event, Technology and Science Minister Felix Mutati says ZICTA has eased regulatory processes to stimulate sector growth and attract faster investment. Mutati reviewed that the CIT sector has the highest contributor in the country's economic growth, recording the contribution of slightly over 17%. Lusaka resident Magistrate Kawama Mufuli has issued a bench warrant against four state witnesses for failing to appear in court to testify. This is in a matter where a church pastor is accused of raping an 18-year-old congregant. Magistrate Kamfuli has also issued a bench warrant against the accused, Peter Mulenga, of Garden House area. This follows testimony by the arresting officer, Chief Inspector John Piri, who informed the court that the witness have not been cooperating with the authorities. Piri states that the witness had previously requested that the matter be resolved outside court. In court one, Mulenga is alleged to have a carnal knowledge of the congregant without her consent on March 3, 2025. In court two, the accused is alleged to have committed a similar offense against the same congregant on March 4, 2025. The matter has been adjourned to August 6, 2025 for return of the bench warrant. The Cybersecurity Agency has disclosed that it is currently investigating the authenticity of a leaked audio recording involving Masinga Member of Parliament Robert Chavinga and Community Development Minister Doreen Mwava. In the recording, Chavinga has dismissed the audio as artificial intelligence, AI. The Mafinga lawmaker is suggesting involvement in the government conspiracy in the Edgar Lungu Barrio saga. Cybersecurity Agency Director General Dr. Sharmeet Chintu says the agency is analyzing the audio along with other suspected AI-related cases. Dr. Chintu says an update will be given by relevant authorities once investigations into the matter are done. Still in local news, Agriculture Minister Ruben Mutolo has warned that farmers who failed to supply a minimum of 10 50-kilogram bags of maize in the Food Reserve Agency FRA risked being removed from the Farmer Input Support Program FISP in the 2025-2026 farming season. Mutolo says that participation in the FRA crop buying program has become a key requirement for farmers wishing to remain beneficiaries of FISP. He says that the measure is put to the government's broader effort to strengthen the National Strategic Food Reserve, which plays a critical role in ensuring food security, stabilizing prices, and enabling effective emergency responses. Delivering a ministerial statement in the National Assembly, Mutolo says the FRA has already begun purchasing maize for the 2025 crop marketing season across all 10 provinces. He reiterated that the acceptable moisture content of maize remains a maximum of 12.5%, warning that maize exceeding that limit risks spoilage and reduced shelf life, which could undermine the integrity of the national services. The Teaching Council of Zambia, TCZ, has issued a stern warning to private schools that fail to meet the required standards by employing unqualified or unregistered teachers. Speaking in an interview, TCZ Registrar Eddie Mubanga says the council is currently undertaking a nationwide inspection to assess the compliance levels of private schools. He adds that any institutions found to be non-compliant will face sanctions and penalties. Dr. Mubanga stressed that all teachers employed in private schools must hold the appropriate qualification and be registered with TCZ. Finally, in local news, a 17-year-old Form 1 pupil at Chiri Day Secondary School in Chama Estate Province has died after ingesting an unknown poisonous substance. Towela Konjere of Chinkalanga Village of Chief Kambono's area died on Tuesday, July 22, 2025, around 18 hours at Kenyelele Clinic where she was rushed. Eastern Province Police Commanding Officer Robson Mwemba has confirmed the incident, stating the motive remains unknown. Mwemba says that the material day after returning from school, Towela carried out household chores after complaining of a severe headache. He explains that the family only discovered that ingested poison after taking her to the clinic where she later died. Mwemba adds that an inquiry file has since been opened. We now take a short break. Still to come is international and sports news. Don't go away.
Area, get himself a nice fresh bottle of Mandy. It's guaranteed to abolish the word thirst. Yep. Quality comes first right here. So next time you feel the need to feel refreshed, feel free. Don't ask for water, ask for Mandy.
Hey you, wherever you are, Chipata to Mungu, Kasama to Livingston, Kopara to Lusaka, whoever you support, Man United, Barcelona, AC Milan or La Zambia, Bola means nothing without you, the fan. Because when it comes to football, for DSTV and GoTV, it's on like never before this season. The Premier League, UEFA Champions League, every major league, every cup, every Chipolo Polo cake at AFCON, it's all on. It's the talk at the barbershop, the shout at the Kandimba, the cheer in your sitting room, it's on for you. Best football in the world. It's on for every goal, every scream, on for every VAR decision. It is on for every football fan, and it is on SuperSport. Only on DSTV and GoTV. Don't miss a moment. Reconnect on DSTV Compact and GoTV Superplug today.
What's better than your bestie? A bestie who brings the hottest blockbusters to movie night. Keeps the kids smiling with the funniest cartoons and never misses a goal. That's GoTV 3.